Shari Tshuva Rabbeinu Yonah. You heard it? What? He's doing it.
Good.
Shammai, let me ask you a question. We'll go out there for the Thursday. So you're getting married. You have to pick a chasen ball. You can pick any chasen ball in the world you want. Okay. From the Hilton to the Waldorf to any Ateris to Ferris, whatever place, anything. And makes a difference. But one thing I'm telling you right now is that besides, well, let's say even you, everybody at the chasen is going to be blindfolded. Would it make a difference where you have the chasen? An honest answer, yeah. Yeah. No. It makes no difference. It makes a difference, by the way, what color the flowers are? What? Would it make a difference how there are flowers? No. Would it make a difference what color the tablecloths are? If they match or they don't match? No. Would it make a difference what the food is? Sure. Okay, good. I just want to make sure you're with me. Okay. Now, everyone is blindfolded except for you, Shammai. Would it make a difference where your chasen is? Mr. Dessa, would you say? No.
No.
Okay. I like you, Dessa. You go. What do I care?
Okay.
Shammai, would it make a difference? It would. It would make a difference, right? Would it? Yeah, why? What? Why? You make your wedding what? Everyone is blindfolded except for you. Except for you. Would it make a difference where it is? Jeez, you like the collie, well, right? You don't care what it is, right? It's all for other people, right? It's all for other people. Klein, you agree or disagree? You agree. Klein, you agree or disagree? Agree. And she would have a lot of issues to learn. So let me ask you a question now. I thought of this, I'll tell you why. I thought of this. Let's say you were blindfolded, and everyone else could see. Would it make a difference? Would you make it the chasen? Yeah. Okay. So we got this down like this. All right, and it sounds like most of the others agree. If everyone sees, including me, it's in the Waldorf. If nobody sees, including me, it could be any, even in the Waterbury dining room. If everyone sees and I don't see, it could be in the Waterbury dining room. And if everyone sees it, I don't see, it has to be in the Waldorf. If no one sees an I see, you'd be in the Waterbury dining room. Wonderful, wonderful. In other words, the beauty of my chasen, the flowers, the decor, the ambiance, the whole feel of it, the external trappings of it, is exclusively, get that word, exclusively for everybody else and not for me. Personally, I don't care if there are no flowers.
Personally, it doesn't have to match.
Personally, it can be dirty walls, bad lighting. Personally, the chairs don't even have to match. Everything's for everybody else.
Okay, interesting lifestyle. Very interesting lifestyle. It's so ironic that if I were to ask Shammai or anybody else over here, and I were to say to them, you know, I'm not happy with the way you dress. What do you mean? What do you mean? You know, get the way you mean. It's a Maaseh Shehayah. Recently, I said, you know, when you're out in public, you know, I see that you don't really look like a Ben Torah. People say you don't look like a Ben Torah. People say you don't look like a Ben Torah. And the response is, I don't care what people say. What do I care what people say? People say, well, I live my life for myself. And if I feel I look like a Ben Torah, if I feel I'm doing the right thing, and I know I'm doing the right thing, what do I care what people say? And I tell the person, you know, maybe it's going to affect your shidduch if you're not wearing, let's say, a hat. That's a silly thing. You know, in public, anyone that's going to judge me based on external, I don't even want such a person. You know, I don't need this. To judge on his looks, on what people think, on everything else, I'm beyond that. So where are we making the chassid exactly, shall we? Waterbury. Yeah, I knew it. That was the sales pitch. I think about this constantly. How people, constantly, it's not just here, but the world. There's a great lie over here. Everything they do, many things they do exclusively for others. And they claim to do it exclusively for themselves. Nobody's here even in the middle, you know. We do for both, you know, for both. No. The claim is exclusively myself, and the reality is exclusively for others. And you can't get more shallow than that. So what's, by the way, what's really the answer in that contradiction? Let's say in a dress. The real answer is that it's hard to say, yeah, I don't care if I'm going to be better. It's hard to say it. And you really don't care. So you say, I don't care what people think. And truth is, you don't care to project. You don't really care to project the winter. This coming week's parsha, it's again food for thought. Just think a little bit. Food for thought. You have like a steer and psukim. Pasuk says, Vasisa big day kodesh la'aron achicha. And you should make the clothing of holy clothing for your brother Aaron. For what? L'kovid. For honor. U'l'sefaras. And for splendor. And then it says, so what's the purpose of the clothing of Aaron HaKohen? Kovid, honor, and splendor. These days I'm not so good at this, Mr. Olensky, you have to tell me out. What's the difference between honor and splendor? I don't know. What's Mr. Parnas, your bright boy, honor and splendor? What? Mr. Enright, honor and splendor. Honor's on me. Position I'm in, where'd you find this one out? Just made it up. Why not? That's pretty good, why not? Pretty wrong. I always thought honor's on the position I'm in, and splendor's on me. Okay, that's also good. Nice, yeah. Honor's internal, splendor's external. Where'd you pick that up? The truth. Tough thing to get out of. That's where you picked it up. So, takes a few seconds to go over your head, yeah. So, but it, what can I do? I can argue that he's right. The cover of the forest, cover is internal, and Tiferes is external. What does he mean, internal and external? So I don't think he means internally, you know, externally. What he means is as follows, if this is what he means. The Sephorno, beautiful Sephorno. The Sephorno says, the covered the covered Akel. The truth of the matter is that before we go to the Sephorno, because the Sephorno really argues in this sense, let me finish off the question. In the next pasuk, it says, speak to all the wise people, but also as big they are, for what reason? To sanctify him in order to minister for me. And the first pasuk says, purpose is covered and tiferes. Honor and splendor, whatever those two words mean. Second pasuk says, they shall make him for him to be sanctify him. Sanctify him in order for him to become the perfect minister, the Chayan Ali, to minister for me on my behalf. Which one is it? Is it the covenant to Ferris? Or is it the catch of the kind of way? So listen to an unbelievable Sephorno. Covet. Covet is the covenant of Kel Yisparach. Be Yosem Big De Kodesh Lavodasa. You know, when you're serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu, maybe this is what he means internally. When you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gotta serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with dignity. And if you don't serve him with dignity, it's lacking a relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It really is. Internally, it's lacking a relationship. Let's go back to our scenario. You're going back to Chasana. Alright? I don't care where it is at this point. Becomes the waiter. And you can see. I don't care if anyone else can see now. Comes the waiter. And he's all messy. His clothing don't match. And there are stains all over. Would you be happy? Mr. Schwartz? Even though nobody else can see. But you can see. When it comes to serving him, it makes no difference what anyone else sees. Absolutely no difference. It's what he sees. Let me ask you a question, Mr. Schwartz. And I want everyone to hear this question. And answer honestly, that's what it is, the same question. You're in your house. You're married. It's you, your wife, and maybe a few infants. You decide that, you know what, I'm a gazer. I'm an important person. You decide that. You're an important person. And you want to make you know, I'm an important person. And I deserve, Baruch Hashem, I have the means, I have this. You know, why should my wife maybe this time cook and serve? Why should I help at the table? I'm going to do something special. I'm going to bring in a butler. And a maid service for Shabbos. A wonderful thing, by the way. In one of, you know, in my younger years, you know, I had a little audacity and a sharp tongue, and I would say what I think and not withhold everything as I do today. So a parent tells me that, you know, I hope we have rishus, you know, we're bringing our child, you know, family, Baruch Hashem, the family, the extended family, we bring to Florida for Pesach. And, you know, you don't have to worry, you know, the hotel that we have is Mahajan, Shmur Matzah, you know, it was Mishun Mishas, who knows, Ria, you know, nothing to worry about. And I try to explain to them, it's not the matzah I'm really worried about, it's not the chametz I'm worried about for your kids, you know, it's other shmiras that I'm worried about, you know. Right, you know, what can you do? They hear, they understand the issue. But you have to also understand, I have to train my family, it's cheres. You know, it's zmana cheres. Yeah. You can't do it at home, you can't. What's cheres? It's sitting in a hotel. That's cheres. Being served, not cooking. You know, the whole thing, you know, becomes lishma. So I asked the person, you know, and I was quite frank. I said, how many people bring that? 20 people. I said, what is the cost per person? Well, we use the fancy hotel, you know, it's over $2,000 a person. So I said, so you're telling me it costs you $40,000 before the flights and the clothing? He says, yeah. He says, the bill is like, you know, you got to figure a good 60, 70,000 dollars. That's Harris. I said, boy, that's Harris. So, but listen, so I said, you know, I have an humbling idea. I said, if you're doing this with Shema, and of course you're doing this with Shema, I said, why don't you hire a cook, a butler, two butlers, and a couple of maids, stay in the house, you have a big house, let them cook all the food, do all the cleaning, do all the serving. Yeah, sit like a king by your table, which is sure nicer than the hotel table. And the whole week, and then have a chauffeur limousine or a bus bring your children and the whole thing on the whole week, Lord. And that's real malchus, that's chavis in the confines of your house. I said, unless there's another reason. And this will be the shema, this will be protection, and it can be what. It could be anything you want to eat, really, also. Whatever you want, with the whole thing. He had a difficulty with me, this guy. Yeah, we don't talk anymore. But, I don't know. That's it. Of course, unless you just want to, you can't show off that way. But, so I'm asking you right now. So you did it. Nobody's there. Your friends aren't there. Nobody's there. It's you and your wife. Three kids. Little ones. Not B'nai Das. And the butler they send you. You know, the gloves don't fit. It's stained again. Looks a little strange. Would you be happy? What is it? That's service to me. And then let's say you would, what do you call it? Your wife wouldn't even be there. We just hired a meal with a waiter. Would you be happy? No. That's service to me. In the confines of your house. That's covered. That's the big day kahuna. We're covered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be honorable to him. Right? Right? Okay. By the way, here's a question. Mr. Dessler, it's hard because it's not true. Who's true? Who's... I'll do it. Case, Mr. Dessa, case, but we have to answer honestly. You can't promise with that. Mr. Norris, you done it in shul ever? Okay, that's, I had a problem with Dessa. You done it in shul? Yeah? When you come into shul, most times, when you dress properly, why? Kavod Hashem. You're not going to wear a shirt when you love it? You're not going to wear a shirt? Besides on the shirt? What? Yeah. You ever came in, let's say, pajamas or something? No. You wear shoes? Okay. A button-down shirt? A button-down shirt? At this point in life? Yeah. And a jacket, usually? Okay, try that. Did you ever remember in the middle of the night that you forgot to daven Maariv? What'd you do? What? Yeah, was there any daven Maariv afterwards? Decided to daven Maariv? No. That's good. It's good, you get the right people. Mr. Shani, did you? Yeah, you got dressed? Fully? Not really. Really not. Not really. It's really not. So, not really. You didn't get dressed. But when you came to Yeshiva, you did. Well, what's going on? What's the difference if you're serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu? What's the difference if you serve him in shul? You serve him in Yeshiva? Or you serve him in your bedroom? Or in wherever, in the dining room? It's the same covet. Just like that waiter. It makes no difference if it's at the chasna, people are seeing the waiter serving, or serving in the confines of his house. He expects the waiter to look proper. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects you to look and be proper. And it makes no difference if you're in public or in private. Okay, just... That was a side issue. But that's a covet. But what's Tiferes? So the supporter says, Shekayim, that the Kayim, Meirid Meira Akol Sviva, he should spread out awesomeness around everything that's around him. He should show, Marish means show, awesomeness to all those who surround him. Shehem Talmidim, those are his Talmidim, Achakukim Alibo Ksefov, that's which are embedded on his lave, on his kotev. What does that mean? Klal Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael should see him and it should be awe. In other words, Tiferes means he should be awe-inspiring to others. Not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean to others? What does it do with others? I'm serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not serving others. So why don't you awe-inspiring to others? Yet everybody should know that you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. It's not a private business. It is a public business also. There's no such thing I have my personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He understands I'm doing it honorable. But I don't care if everyone thinks it's not honorable. I don't care if it doesn't inspire awe on everybody else. I don't care if I'm not my spear on everybody else. But me, I know I'm doing the right thing. That slacks into Ferris. Tiferes means that I want everybody to feel inspired by my Avodas Hashem. And that's my love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not personal.
The Kovid or the Teferis. Yes, there are two dinim, according to the Sephora. There's the din of I have to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kovid. And that's even a private. And then there's a din that when others watch me, when others see me, they should also feel that I'm giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kovid. They should be inspired by an awesome inspiration through that avodah. And yes, we do hear what others say. So in other words, go back to our mashal. If you were blindfolded and everyone else could see, or if everyone else was blindfolded and only you could see, it would be the same situation, the same place. If everyone could see and you could see, you would be in the same place. And even if nobody could see, both you were blindfolded and everyone else blindfolded, but by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's still the din of the COVID, it would still be in the same place. A lot of food for a lot of thought.